Tomorrow's elections in three German states are being watched as an indicator of Chancellor Angela Merkel's popularity. Her decision last year to welcome hundreds of thousands of refugees could lead to a voter backlash in this weekend's vote, and it could benefit an anti-immigrant political party that's been gaining support. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
Many Germans don't take kindly to their government sending asylum seekers to their cities and towns, and more of them are showing their displeasure. Recently, it was the residents of the eastern German town of Klausnitz who took to the streets. About 100 of them, including members of the Alternative for Germany party, came out to heckle 20 terrified Syrians who were moving into a local shelter. The protesters chanted, "We are the people," a phrase associated with a popular uprising in the former East Germany against communism a quarter century ago. It's since become the battle cry of Germany's growing anti-immigrant movement.
Egal ob in Sachsen oder anderswo, man kann über keinen dieser Vorfälle.
Party co-chair Frauke Petri later denounced the Klausnitz protest and told reporters she's against taking German frustration with the government out on migrants. Never mind that a month earlier, she had suggested that if necessary, police should shoot migrants who illegally try to enter Germany. Petri claimed she was misunderstood. She says the hostility toward refugees should be blamed on the German government for not listening to its constituents. Petri says officials may think they have the migrant situation under control, but that based on what she's heard from people across Germany, it's not true. Unlike the government slogan for the migrant crisis that says, "We can do it," Petri says, "We can't do it." Some political scientists say it's that German fear of failure Petri and her populist party have capitalized on. In the 2 years since it was established, Alternative for Germany has gone from a fringe Eurosceptic party to an anti-immigrant force to be reckoned with, one that is expected to be voted into the next German parliament in 2017. Hans Vorländer is a political scientist at the Technical University in Dresden. He says none of Germany's established political parties criticize Merkel's migration politics enough to suit all of their constituents. And it's those disaffected people that Petri and her group are going after.
Migrationspolitik von Angela Merkel.
Alternative for Germany isn't expected to win a majority this weekend, but polls suggest the party will get enough votes to become a vocal minority in the three states' legislatures. It's the first time since the 1960s that right-wing populists are gaining a foothold in Germany. Back then, their rise was linked to neo-Nazi sympathies and harsh economic times. Petri, however, shuns any comparison of her party to Nazism, new or old. She doesn't even like the term right-wing and prefers to draw comparisons between her life and that of Chancellor Merkel. Both women were born in the former East Germany, and both are chemists turned politicians.
Und was Frau Merkel angeht, ich kann mir vorstellen, dass sie aus ihrem christlichen Hintergrund, den ich ja teile,
Petri says, I imagine Mrs. Merkel is acting because of her Christian background. She's the daughter of a Lutheran pastor, and I'm the former wife of one. But she's confusing personal empathy with government action. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.